just to answer the question, there's no magic in the 3 months. It should be a reasonable period of time so that people have the right and the understanding as to what has actually happened. So if you could revoke, and it's clear that the party has to have the right to walk away. If a party revokes and the effect of the revocation is immediate, then of course there's no ability for people to react, and it means that you may have rolling stock leased on very short term leases, where suddenly a party has revoked its application of the rules. The lessor needs to respond. He needs to have an opportunity to be able to deal with that. The notification, you would hope, will go into the registrar. He will put it up very quickly onto the website, but it won't be instantaneous. But let's assume it goes up on the website within a matter of working days. Then people have a chance to react. 3 months, it could be 2 months, it could be 1 month. And I think the advantage of 3 months is that it's a reasonable period of time as we see it to allow the market to adjust to the fact that a party has decided unilaterally to revoke its adoption of the model rules. But if delegates feel passionately it should be 4 months or 2 months, we won't be terribly concerned about it. But there does need to be a period so that people can react to it and it's not effective instantaneously. Otherwise, you run the risk that parties work on the assumption that the rules do apply and they've had no chance to recognise that they don't.